Get rid of distractions in our life, don't we? Amen. Well, I'm excited about ministering this word today. And we're going to be talking about seasons and transition and change. And woo! Amen. Father, I thank you for your word today, for the anointing that's upon that word to destroy every yoke of bondage. The anointing on the word that causes us to see like we've never seen before. Thank you for the anointing on me to bring forth that anointed word, Lord. That I hear clearly what the Spirit is saying to us today. That I can deliver it, Lord, the way that it's upon your heart to deliver it. Thank you for those that set before us today, Lord, to hear this word. That it will be life-changing. And the seasons that we go through in life, we'll begin to understand that it causes us to grow in our relationship with you. And they're not hindrances, Lord, but they're stepping stones and stepping blocks as we grow and mature in our relationship with you, Lord. And we thank you for that today. And the church said amen. Starting out today, we're going to be reading a couple scriptures. Ecclesiastes 3:1 and 2 Corinthians 3:18. Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us, to everything there is a season, to everything there is a time, to everything, to every purpose under the heaven. And 2 Corinthians 3:18 tells us, but we all with open face, beholding as a glass in the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image. What same image? The glory of the Lord. Into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What does this have to do with seasons? Because as we go forth in the message, we'll see that we go through seasons in life. And those seasons are there to mature us and cause us to grow in our relationship with God. And the more that we get into His Word, we find out who He is. And once we begin to find out who He is, it makes us into what He has desired us to be. So God has designed, let's go through a couple of things here first. God has designed our earth that there are four natural seasons. And we know those seasons, especially in Kentucky, winter, summer, fall, and spring. Amen. Genesis 1:14 says, God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from night. Let them be signs and tokens of God's provident care to mark seasons, days, and years. So our God is a seasonal God. He's all about seasons. Amen. So the word also tells us in Acts 14:17, yet he did not neglect to leave some witness of himself, for he did you good, showed you kindness, and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with nourishment and happiness. So not only is there seasons of the natural that we just talked about, but there's seasons in our physical lives as well. And we go to the Word and we find out that the moment that we are conceived in our mother's womb, a human growth cycle begins to set into motion. Amen. And Psalms 139 tells us very plainly in 13 and 14 verse, for you formed my innermost parts, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I will give thanks and praise to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So the moment we were born, our physical bodies began to go through change, or the moment that we were conceived. After we were born, they continue to go through seasons of change. And every millisecond, think about this, every millisecond of our lives, of our existence here on earth, from the time we were conceived to our birth, to childhood, to adulthood, we are constantly changing. Yet why are we so fearful of change, other changes in our lives? Because some things we are very aware of changes in our lives as we grow. And some we're not. It just happens as we grow from infancy in the natural to adulthood and live life and then die. Then we go through spiritual seasons. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. To understand that God is a God of seasons. And this journey, in the moment we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we started on a journey. Some people just choose to stay there and say, I'm born again. That's all I need. But we know there's more than that. Amen. God wants us to develop a relationship with Him. Amen. And bring others into knowing Jesus Christ also. And so this journey that we embarked on the moment that we got saved, this journey that we embarked on takes us on many different seasons in our spiritual journey. As we grow, I like grow instead of go, as we grow from glory to glory. Amen. Our spiritual journey, The moment we accepted Jesus Christ, we should be growing from glory to glory. And that same image of glory that we're beholding is the same image that God says, I want to transform you into and for you to be what I've created you to be. And going through the seasons of life that we so don't want to and try to hold on to stagnates our growth. If we don't learn the seasons of life, their purpose and why they're there. So transition, the journey takes us on many different seasons as we transition from glory to glory. Transition means the process or period of changing from one state or condition to another. And just like I read in Ecclesiastes, everything there's a season, everything there's a time, and everything, and for purpose for everything. And in that same scripture chapter, it says, yet God has made everything beautiful in his time. And some of the seasons we go through life are not pretty. They are ugly. They are hard. Amen? And we seem like the daylight's never going to come. Within every season, there is time involved within that season. For us, we know that God is on no time. Amen? But for every season, there is a period of time involved within that season. And within that time, there is fulfillment of purpose being worked out in our lives. But let me say up front to start this. God is a good God, and he doesn't have to cause bad things to happen to prove to himself that he's God. He's God all by himself. But we live in a fallen world, and we go through things because we are in this world, even though that we're not of this world. We're subject to go through things. Amen? But in those times, God says, I want to take those things. And through those things, begin to learn more and more of my faithfulness, more and more of how you can trust me, more and more of what I want to do in you and through you. And let that growth process of your spiritual man become alive. Because Romans 8:28 says, so we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together like a tapestry to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. I think that's from the Passion Translation Bible. So the transition between seasons, though, in our spiritual walk, in our ongoing relationship with God, sometimes are the hardest part of life. But as you grow and mature in the things of God, you know those seasons are necessary. Because how would God ever show his faithfulness to you if there wasn't a season in your life where, you know, God, you've been faithful. I didn't realize that you could be so faithful. You know, I didn't realize that I could trust you to the very nick of time when everything seemed to be closing in. I felt like I'd lost my last breath and my last hope and everything. And you came through. Amen. Those are the seasons that we mature and grow in God, those hard seasons. 1 Chronicles 12:32 says, from the tribe of Eschar, I think that's how you pronounce that, men who understood the time. Remember when David was in the cave and all these men started coming to them and coming to him to support him? But one of the tribes were men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. And I would pray that we would all have that spirit of understanding the times and knew what we should do. And I believe that we have that. Amen. I believe that God has given us a discerning spirit to know the seasons of the time that we're in and to know that it may be hard at this time, and or you may be going through the spring season where everything's just blooming and just blessings are flowing in. You know, I don't know what season you're in this morning, but I do know there's a due season for everything. Amen? And so that God would give us that discerning to say, you know, it may be this way right now, but it's not going to be this way forever. And that's what I sense, that there's just a sweet presence of the Lord in the house today. And I just hear him breathing and saying, all is well, surely all is well. There's just a sense of God's precious presence in the house today, of his love and of his care and of his everlasting covenant with us. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. There's just that presence that I sense in the house today. So I pray that we would all have a spirit, that we have a spirit to understand the season and the time we're in our lives, whatever its season it may be, that we don't throw in the towel and quit, so to speak, during the rainy season, the dark season, the season when everything that could go wrong goes wrong. Have you ever had those times in your life, you know, everything could go wrong, it's going to go wrong? But praise God, he's there to pick us up. Amen. You know, when watching the weather reports on TV, some of the weather guys are more interesting to watch than others. Some really get into it, especially Mark Weinberg. He really gets into it, boy. He gets all excited. I think he lives for storms. So when watching the weather report, the guy comes on and tells us there's a cold front moving in. or there's a warm front moving in. And then he'll say, but before this happens, there's some things in the atmosphere that's got to happen. There's going to be a storm that moves in order for that to happen. So when we sense some things in the atmosphere begin to change, get ready, something is about to happen. Amen. So the atmosphere begins to change and we begin to sense it. And in our lives between seasons, when there are the biggest storms, we're getting ready to walk through a different season. And some of you have been in some bad storms in the last year or two. I'm telling you right now, this is your due season. I'm here to tell somebody right now, this is your due season. The atmosphere is charged with expectancy that God is about to come through, show out, and show up big for you. Amen? Anybody receive that today? So in the seasons of unexpected doctor's reports and unexpected layoffs and find out your child is on drugs, and I could go on with some of the things some of you all have been through. And as a church, even churches as a whole goes through different seasons. And we're in a season of transition, and I see things shifting, and sometimes we look around and we think, what's going on? And if you read my article, when somebody asks you, what's going on out there? You can say, we're in a season of transition. And you can say with excitement and with enthusiasm, because with that season of transition always comes increase. Always comes increase. Amen. So if they ask you, what's going on in your life? Why are you this and that's going on? Say, I'm in a season of transition. My due season is about to happen. Amen. The glory of the Lord is going to be seen in this situation. Amen. So just as our seasons transitions in the natural and seasons transition in the physical, these seasons are just going to happen in order for change or growth to happen. It's the same thing whether it's the season in the natural, one season has to change to the other in order for the next season to happen. Amen. And just like it's physical, our physical bodies change from the moment we're conceived to the time we die and go to heaven. Change happens in our physical bodies in order for us to grow from infancy, childhood, on up to adulthood, and throughout life. So there will be seasons in our spiritual journey that just happens, like I said before, because we live in a fallen world. Amen. So as we go through the seasons of spiritual growth, we are to progress, though. We're not to stagnate and sit down and say, I'm in this season of blessing now, and I believe this is all, and I'm just going to sit here. You know what? That season is going to pass, and you may go through a dry season. Are you able to still trust God in that time? Are you able to say, you know, God is faithful. He done it before, and He'll do it again. Amen? So we're always progressing, or we always should be progressing in our relationship with God and knowing Him more and more and more. Amen? Because, you know, I've talked to people and seen people. Talked to them 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and they are saying the same thing. They're still in that position, and there's no growth at all. Amen. But if you will take what's preached behind this pulpit from pastors and what I'm teaching, Laverne said, if you will take that, I promise you, and apply it to your life, I promise you, you will grow. You cannot help but grow when the Word, because the Word is a seed. And when it's planted in the soil of your life, it will mature and it will grow. You will grow in your Christian life as much as you want to. And as much as you apply the Word to your life. So are you applying the Word to your life that when those seasons come of hard times and that bad doctor's report, there's that Word in you to say, you know, there's nothing impossible with God. With Him and the Holy Ghost and the church praying and my sisters and brothers backing me up, there's nothing that's impossible for God to do for me. Amen? So in our growing relationship with God, we learn to move in and out of seasons, knowing that this won't last forever, as I said before. And all is well. Amen. So when one season is hard, we don't quit. Amen. Remember, we don't quit. We keep moving forward. And you know, just as we turned into the Weather Channel, like I was talking a while ago, to figure out the weather, to get us get the forecast to prepare for the day, I have found out they're not always accurate. Because it could be raining here and the sun shining about a half a mile down the road. Amen. But there is a divine, come on now, there is a divine weather channel that we can turn into that was inspired and wrote by the Holy Spirit to prophets and people in the Bible. And this is what our forecast should look like. Not what the world says. Whoo! But what is the forecaster of your life? You don't have to go to a psychic. And you don't even have to go to a prophet because you're the prophet of your own life. You need to start prophesying to yourself what the Word says. Amen. Give yourself a word. Amen. So the divine forecast is found right here in this word, and it does not change. And I found out that no matter what I'm walking through, the S-O-N is always shining on me. And that light gives me enough step for the step I'm on. Gives me enough light for the step I'm on. And he's not going to let me step off a curve. He's not going to cause me to take a misstep. Amen. When I find out what the divine weather forecast is for my life, and the forecast is what the Word says you are. The forecast is what the Word says you are, not what people have defined you. So if you're in that season where you're feeling down and out and unworthy, find out what the divine forecast has to say. Find out what the divine forecast has to say. In order to move from one life season to another and experience growth in a relationship with God, change must happen in our life. We must put away our old thinking, as Joyce Meyer says, our sinking thinking. Because what you're thinking is eventually going to come out here. And that little thing in there is going to move your life according to what you say, because life and death are in the power of the tongue. Amen. So change and transitions are hard. They are not easy. And a lot of us, because we don't understand. We don't understand them. And we wonder why it happens. It leads us from the familiar to the unknown. And as humans, we like the familiar. And I found out the reason is, or for me it is, because as long as I'm in that familiar place, that place where everything I know, because I can pretty much scope out of how things are going to be done, when things are going to be done. And that puts us in control and not the Holy Spirit. We don't have to. We're nosy sometimes. We don't have to know everything that's going on to know that everything's okay. We don't have to know everything going on and why it's going on to get the divine forecast, amen, of what the Word says. So in those times of the unfamiliar things, we must trust God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust the Lord with all your heart. He said, trust the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Don't try to figure it all out. And lean not on your own understanding. He says, in all of your ways, acknowledge me and I'll direct your paths. So in that season that you're in, whether if it's that hard season right now, he said, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to get out of it too quick. Learn some things in that. Learn some things in that. Let me show you my faithfulness and my goodness, and let that be a testimony to the power of my Holy Spirit. And he said, acknowledge me. Take a notice of me. Pay attention to me. Recognize me. And I'll direct your paths. Mindsets that keep us from transitioning from season to season into another season. It's a comfort place. That's the first one I want to talk about. It's that place of comfort that I was just talking about. That place of familiarity with everything. And we know how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, who's going to be there, and what they're going to do. And like I said, that's not releasing trust on God. You know, when you say it doesn't matter, I don't have to know everything. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know who's going to be there to back me up and help me work it out. My trust is in the Lord. That's when you're not leaning into your own understanding. Amen. So comfort is a place where everything is familiar. We like comfort because we have everything at our fingertips. If things seem to be working, why bother getting up and doing something different? Just because something is going good doesn't mean it's not better. Just because something's going good does not mean that God wants to do something different. Amen? So just because something is working does not mean it's not time for change, that it can be better. God was getting ready to do something new in the life of Abraham. Abram was getting ready to go into a new season in his life. And you know what the scripture says? It says, God told him to leave his country, his relatives, his father's house, and he said, you need to go over here to this land that I'm showing you. It's a new season in your life, Abraham. If you're going to walk through the blessing that I have prepared for you, you've got to leave this season behind and go into this new season. Get rid of that old wineskin that you're in so I can pour fresh wine into the new wineskin, and you're going to be able to hold it because you're going to be a blessing to the nations. He showed his faith by putting his trust in the Lord and acting upon God's word. God told me to get up, so I'm going to get up and I'm going to get out of everything that's familiar to me. Abraham's life was changed. He trusted God, and God set him on a new course of his life. And that's what seasons come and go in our life. God is setting us on a new course. He's setting you to walk in a new way. And it's a new season because Abraham was willing to transition into this new season. Genesis 12 says, now the Lord said, get out of your country, your kindred, and I've done read that. Hebrews 11, 8 says, by faith Abram, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed, went, without now knowing where he was going. And you say, okay, God, I'll release it. I'm going to walk into the new season. And once we get in that new season, we're like, okay, nothing happening here, nothing happening here. Amen. That's where you learn to trust God. And you know that in God's perfect timing, because he's never late. He is never late. Amen. So Abram was called to leave the land he was living in and his family to the place where the blessing was at. Remember when we talked about God is expanding our tents, stretch out your stakes, expectancy. He wants to bless us abundantly, more than we could ask or think. But he's called Abram out of his tent, because the tent that Abram was in could not contain what God was wanting to show him. So Abram, come out of your tent. I'm going to show you. See the stars in heaven? This is going to be how much you're going to be blessed. Amen. And sometimes God can't show us more because we've confined ourselves to a tent or to that season, and we're not willing to leave it. We're not willing to leave it. But he said, you need to step out into this other season because I'm going to show you some things. Because you want to stay back there in the old, I can't pour into you the new. Be willing to change even when you don't understand it. Amen. So he said, I will make you a great nation. And I'll bless you and I'll make your name great so that you'll be a blessing. And like I said, Abraham's blessing was not in the place where he was at, that place of comfort. You know, going from one season to the other sometimes could be uncomfortable to your flesh because you're going into the unknown. You know, you may have to trust God at a different level than you've trusted him before. Amen. He wants to increase our faith more and more as we go. It was a place that God was taking to him. Paul said in Philippians 3:13, I don't depend on my own strength. Laverne put in the handout, in the message reading of it. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. I will forget all the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. Thank God for past blessings. Thank God for coming through time and time again. We can go back and reflect on that. But I want you to know there's more to where we have been before. Because if it wasn't, we don't serve an unlimited God. Amen. But there's more and more and more as we progress on our journey in our relationship with him. The second mindset that we tend to have to keep us from going to season is fear. We as humans are afraid of the unknown. And like I've said two or three times in this message, it's because the unknown doesn't have a surety to it when we look at it from a carnal perspective. It leaves us feeling vulnerable, not in control of how things are going to be there. And I read a quote the other day or a few weeks ago that says, the key to change is to let go of fear. Fear will cause you to be paralyzed. Fear will keep you stagnant. Fear will keep you in that season that you're supposed to be long gone from. Amen. It keeps you paralyzed. And when that sense of fear begins to creep in and wants to keep you from going to your next season, because fear is a spirit. Amen. It's a spirit, and you have to deal with it with spiritual warfare. Amen. And that warfare is just simply what the Word says. So when that spirit of fear creeps upon you, that wants to keep you in that place, that last season, you tell that spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given me that spirit. God has not given me that spirit of fear or timidity or cowardice, but he has given me a spirit of power, love, and of a sound judgment, personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced, and self-control. And when you begin to operate out of a spirit of fear and it paralyzes you, everything seems chaotic around you. Everything seems like it's in chaos, and you can't make rational decisions out of that. That's why you don't make permanent decisions on a temporary basis of what you see around you. Amen. But when you can let go of that fear and say, spirit of fear, the Word of God says that spirit is not of him. Because he's not given me that spirit, but I can make rational decisions. I can step into this new season. I may not know what it all holds, but I know the faithfulness of God. And he says he's given me a spirit of faith. He's given me a spirit of calmness. He's given me a spirit of a disciplined mind and self-control. And as I walk in this season, I will call on that, and I will use that in the place of fear. Amen. So I may not know what all this next season, the transition, holds, but we can rest assured that we know the one that holds us. And it's just like the scripture that I read at the beginning of the service in Hebrews. He will not relax his hold on you. Not ever, not ever, not ever, not ever. I may not know, but I know the one that holds me and holds the time and the seasons of my life. So we refuse to live in the manna of yesterday. It cannot sustain us for the next season. Amen. When God has said, move with me, I have fresh manna for you. We need to move. Even when we don't understand. The season you're in is over. It's time to move to the place forward, to the place of blessing I have prepared for you there in the next season. Now listen, this is a word. I want to supply my people with fresh manna daily. Don't go back to the manna of yesterday because it will be ineffective. Ineffective. That is not where I'm pouring out my blessing. Now faith is. As you read my word, I will continually supply you with fresh revelation daily. As you continually to read my divine forecast, I will supply you with fresh revelation daily. I am the manna that comes down from heaven. My word, the bread of life, is that fresh manna. Don't go back to your old way of believing. I have taken you to a new place, and I will continue to open your eyes to new things. Amen. Just say, I receive that. Amen. I am releasing you from doctrines that are unproductive. Woo! Hallelujah. That's another thing that will hold you into your season. I'm releasing you from doctrines that are unproductive and that do not bear fruit. We are called to bear fruit. That's why we got to get out of that old season and step into the new, because God is bearing, wants us to bear some fresh fruit. Amen? So I'm releasing you from doctrines that are unproductive and do not bear fruit. You're no longer under the law and the traditions of man, but you are living in the new covenant of my grace. God's grace has got you covered. Amen. Receive all that I have for you in this new season. Step into it with great expectancy, for I'm doing a new thing. And now is the time to embrace it with all that I have given you. Reach forth your hands and just say, I embrace all of it, God. I may not understand it, but I'm coming full steam ahead. And I am embracing. Some of you don't want to. All that God has for me, I'll take your portion. We are talking today about seasons of transitions, time, and purpose. And we have understood that the most difficult thing to do is to deal with in life seasons are going from here to there. Leaving the place of comfort and the place where things are familiar. Seasons of transition, a period of time in our life where everything that can be shaken is shaken. Have you ever felt that? Everything is shaken can be shaken. Amen? Sometimes we don't know what's going on. And within that period of time, all the while, purpose has been fulfilled in us. As we are willing and submit ourselves to the Word and to the Holy Spirit and to those things that God wants us to shake off and pursue and follow Him. But church, there's a due season also. Amen? There is a due season also. And I believe we're going into a season of new wine being poured out. Amen. The enemy is pulling out whatever he can to stop us from receiving this new wine. Whew. They let the place of being comfortable go. Let the fear go. Like God told Abram, go to the place I'm taking you, for that is the place where my blessings are at. It's time to move forward, for that is where I'm doing a new thing. And just like God told Abram, I will make you a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll make your name great so that you are blessing. And I'm making you a great nation, new life for the nations. I'm blessing you. I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing to many who are seeking refuge from the storms of life. Ha! I think I'll read that again. I'm making you a great nation, new life for the nations. I will bless you and I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing to many who are seeking refuge from the storms of life. Amen. And when you go through that season, see, it's not all about you. Praise the Lord. It's not all about us. Amen. But it's about what God is wanting to do through us so His glory will be manifested in the earth as we grow from glory to glory. Amen. The Word tells us in Luke 5:37, no one puts new wine into old, and otherwise the new fermenting wine will expand and burst the skins, and it'll be spilled out, and the skins will be ruined. But new wine must be into fresh wineskin. How many wants fresh wineskin? How many wants to be able to hold what God's doing? Amen. Hallelujah. That's why in the past you felt the struggle, the stretch. I'm giving you fresh wineskins to hold what I'm doing in this season. Stop having the mindset that the old is good enough. We're not settling for what is comfortable because we're not born again to be comfortable. You haven't been born again to be comfortable. If you are comfortable, that means you are stagnated and you're trying to stay in this season. But as we get into this word, there's some things that make us go, that we apply that to our life and begin to walk in that new revelation that we've had. We talk about enlarging our borders and stretching our stakes while ago. God wants to enlarge and pour out far above and more than all you could ever think or imagine. This is your due season. The struggle is ended. Amen. Quit struggling with something that's so easy to just receive and to believe. Amen. As your antennas of expectancy have, stand to your feet this morning. Father, as you're leading us into this new season, by faith, we just take a step. Wherever you are and you're able to, just take a step and say, I'm leaving the old behind and I'm stepping into this new season. Ha ha. Ho ha ha. Hey, hey. Woo. Yeah, hey, hey, hey. Mmm. Hey. Oh, my goodness. Oh, by faith, we step into this new season, Lord. We let go of the fear. Mmm. Ha. Glory to God. Woo. Receive fresh wine from heaven today, church. New wine has been poured into you right now in the name of Jesus. Ha. Oh, thank you, Father God. Hey, hey. Woo. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We cast down every hindrance in our life that keeps us from walking in this season, God. Thank you, Father. For some, it will be a spring season. For some, it will be a winter season. For some, it will be a summer season. And for some, it will be a fall season. But any season, Lord, that we're walking into, we know that you're well able. And that you supply us, Lord, with the anointing to walk through it. Ah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You see that word today, church? Amen. I want to dismiss you now that today is the first day of your week. You don't have to wake up to a blue Monday tomorrow. Amen. You've walked into a new season, and I just speak God's favor over you today, that you're the head and not the tail, that you are prosperous. Blessings of God are pouring in you, over you, around you, above you, underneath you. He sent his angels to guard you and keep you in all of your ways, that you are the head and not the tail, that you're going to go out of this place and you're going to make a difference in somebody's life because God has made a difference in your life. I speak healing over your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. If you have pain in your body, whatever's causing that pain, I take authority over it in the name of Jesus. Amen. That you are the healed of the Lord and you are the blessing of the Lord. Go forth and make a difference in somebody's life this week. Amen.